Esther chapter 6. On that night, sleep fled from the king, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, keepers of the threshold, who had sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this?" And the king's servants that attended upon him said, "Nothing has been done for him." And the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had come into the outward court of the king's house to speak to the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said to him, "Behold, Haman is standing in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in, and the king said to him, "What is to be done with the man whom the king delights to honor?" Now Haman thought in his heart, "To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to me?" And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, with which the king arrays himself, and the horse that the king rides upon, and on the head of which the royal crown is set. And let the apparel and the horse be delivered into the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, and let them array the man whom the king delights to honor, and cause him to ride on the horse through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, 'Thus it shall be done to the man whom the king delights to honor.'" And the king said to Haman,
"Make haste, take the apparel and the horse as thou hast said, and do so to Mordecai the Jew, who sits in the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast said."
And Haman took the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and caused him to ride through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hasted to his house, mourning and having his head covered. And Haman recounted to Zeresh his wife and to all his friends all that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife to him, "If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but wilt certainly fall before him." While they were yet talking to him, the king's chamberlains came, and hasted to bring Haman to the banquet that Esther had prepared.